Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Tired of hearing Rob talk about all the bad news? Time to find your happy place. Turn that frown upside down. It's time for Shitting Rainbows with Rob.
They're changing their behavior. So step three in the three-step process, acknowledge your mistake, apologize, and then change your behavior.
All right. So, we have taken a more positive tone on the show, but I told Casey ahead of the show, I said I became so enraged when those two candidates for state senate in Hendricks County sent those lies to my house about how they plan to lower taxes after supporting raising my taxes or people's taxes, that I just needed a moment to unload. But now we got to bring it back to positive because, like you said, Casey, there is good going on in the world. Each day we try to find focus on some level of good and showcase that.
This one started out bad.
It did, but like you're pointing out, they took the corrective action. And that's all we can really hope for. Like, this is what we should want from our government, is to acknowledge, what are the three steps?
Acknowledge a mistake, apologize for the mistake, take corrective action.
Yeah. So they have neither acknowledged the mistake. What are the three again?
Acknowledge the mistake. Apologize. Take corrective action.
Okay, I guess they've acknowledged the mistake in the sense that they've acknowledged property taxes are over or totally out of control. They've acknowledged the mistake. They have not apologized
I don't think you're going to get an apology
or taking the corrective action.
Right.
But CBS, they could learn a thing from CBS because somebody made an egregious mistake at CBS.
Yeah, CBS has acknowledged the mistake. Have they apologized for it? They're taking corrective action, though, that's for sure. So this happened Sunday night, and they had been promoting this, it seemed like, forever. And we're talking about the Billy Joel concert. He was at Madison Square Garden. People had been waiting for the longest time. And
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's very clever.
At the end of the show, while he was playing Piano Man, of all songs,
right,
they cut it and went to a promo. It sounded like this.
And the piano sounds like horrible. And the microphone smells like a beer. And they sing it
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
So basically what they did is they said at the end, so what had happened was obviously Sunday was the Masters was on CBS. Mm-hmm. The Masters ran long as it always does. They block out an amount of time, but then by the time they do the green jacket ceremony, they post round interview, et cetera, it ran long. Well, the Billy Joel concert was scheduled to air on CBS that night. And for some reason, and I have no idea why, some muckety muck over there at CBS, some executive thought that it would be a good idea at the end of the concert. They'd made it all the way. They play the thing. They made it all the way to the end that they were going to cut it off in order to get 2 extra minutes of local news.
Yeah.
Like Casey, probably millions of people had sat through that whole concert and were very excited. And Billy Joel's their favorite artist. And there's investment from the network and all these sort of things. And somebody was like, no, we're going to stop during Piano Man, Billy Joel's most famous song, this highly viewed, anticipated network broadcast, so that the local news can make sure they don't miss their story about the cat stuck in the tree.
Right.
And people exploded, Casey.
Yes, lost their minds. I guess we did get an apology. It wasn't from national CBS, but Indiana, at least in Fort Wayne, Rex Smith, who is an anchor at the CBS affiliate Wayne 15 in Fort Wayne, he posted out that he apologized to the people who were enjoying Billy Joel singing and then suddenly saw his face. He said that he would have picked Billy Joel over himself, too. So I guess we did get an apology, but they are taking corrective action.
Well, okay. So real quick before that, TV is your world, so you would know way more about this than I would. Mm-hmm. The who makes that call? Like there's obviously national CBS, and they what tell the local affiliates, hey, we need two extra, like let's say they decided to finish the concert. We need two extra minutes. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to delay that news broadcast because we're not going to you. We're not allowing you to take over the feed. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's a hard break at the top of the hour.
But they would have the ability, the national CBS would
the
have
national the national would.
Right, so yeah. They'd said, look, I'm sorry, you know, Mr. Anchorman in Dubuque, Iowa, you're just going to have to wait two extra minutes. We've got to finish the Billy Joel concert, and we're sorry your newscast could be cut short by 2 minutes or whatever. So that was a decision made at the top
yep.
by some executive at CBS that we are going to cut off the concert and not show the end of the concert.
Yep. That was a decision that was made, or a really, really bad mistake by somebody who was in a master control room somewhere.
Now, what I love about this, though, Casey, because as you said, what is the three steps?
It's acknowledge a mistake, apologize, take corrective action.
And CBS is indeed mm-hmm. taking corrective action because it appears now they are going to rerun
mm-hmm.
The
concert. Yep.
Right.
It's the Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. It's going to be rebroadcast in its entirety, they say, on CBS April 19th at 9 p.m. So if you already sat through the first 2 hours of it and you just want to see the very end of that show, Billy Joel singing Piano Man, well, this is your chance.
So good on them mm. for making everything better. Mm-hmm. And, hey, great. That's wonderful. And that's really all you can ask. And I'm sure whoever made that choice was given a stern talking to.
I bet they were.
Because not to say the cat in the tree uh-huh. of your local news broadcast is not important. However, you don't cut off Piano Man.